Welcome to ACC Nation. Will Ogenen, Chris Bond, and Xavier Yon are in the house. A preview of ACC basketball is coming up. First this, in case you haven't caught these stories at accnation.net. ITA Collegiate Tennis Team Rankings have Wake Forest men at number one in the country. North Carolina's women's team is tops in the ACC and number five in the poll. The NCAA Women's Basketball Committee released the second of three top 16 and number one seedings this week. Louisville and Notre Dame are two of four number one seeds. Florida State makes the 16. Check out the entire story at accnation.net. You can catch ACC action in golf, tennis, lacrosse, wrestling, swimming and diving, indoor track and field, fencing, softball, rowing, and baseball this weekend or in the weeks to come. Don't forget that you can stream select events on ACC Network Extra. Women's basketball, winners from Thursday night, Notre Dame rolling past North Carolina, Wake Forest over Boston College, Pitt clipping Clemson, NC State upset Florida State, Virginia Tech over Syracuse, Louisville dominated Virginia, and Duke over Georgia Tech. Action on Sunday, Louisville at Syracuse, Notre Dame takes on Duke, Florida State is at Pitt, BC takes on NC State, Miami travels to North Carolina, Georgia Tech is at Clemson. Congratulations to Myesha Hines Allen of Louisville for being a finalist for the Katrina McLean Award. The winners from Wednesday night men's basketball, Miami, Virginia, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Virginia Tech. Big wins for the Yellow Jackets, Demon Deacons, and Hokies. Louisville coach David Padgett on the Cardinals' comeback in the second half against Virginia.
We just competed. You know, we've been in this building a couple of times before where we're in that position, and all of a sudden it goes from 14 to 20 to 25, and then the game's out of hand. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for better effort for them to cut it to five. I told them, I said, look, they were up 13 to start the second half at Duke, and Duke came all the way back and took the lead, so it's doable. You know, we got to try to get stops, and we just got to have that next play mentality. If we miss a shot or if we turn it over, just get back on defense and try to get stops. And, you know, we did a good job with that, but they just, you know, shut the lights out.
Matchups this weekend, Saturday, Notre Dame at NC State, Duke at St. John's, Miami is at Virginia Tech, Clemson takes on Wake Forest, Virginia travels to Syracuse, Florida State at Louisville, and Pitt goes to North Carolina. And on Sunday, it's Georgia Tech at Boston College. So we've got a nice selection of games this weekend, and I've got the guys here. We've got Will Ogenen, Chris Bond, Xavier Yon. We're going to talk about these games. So, guys, what's the most important game on the weekend schedule?
I draw attention to the Miami at Virginia Tech game. Both teams are kind of been in a gray area, so to speak, as of late, and Miami just lost their sophomore, Bruce Brown, and just kind of want to see how I believe Walker comes into the game and potentially becomes a go-to guy.
Okay, Chris, what do you think the most important game is?
I kind of got to side here with Xavier on a bit because, you know, both teams are sitting at 5-4 and standing. This is a critical turning point game in my mind. And Virginia Tech has always given Miami fits. And without Brown, you have to think Miami's got to be and Larrañaga in particular has to be a little nervous. Close second is going to be that Notre Dame game in a six-game slide going against a confident Wolfpack. You have to think they're just hemorrhaging for a win right now.
All right, Will, what do you think? Are you going to agree with these two guys, or are you going to go out on a ledge?
In terms of most important game, it is Miami-Virginia Tech, because the Hokies, with being on the NCAA tournament bubble with about a month left to play, they need any and all big wins that they can get. I'll throw Virginia-Syracuse in there just because anytime these two play, it's always going to be a close game, and I ain't going to lie, that game scares me.
Some of these Syracuse fans, and in fact some of the writers, are talking about that Syracuse-Virginia is a new rivalry. And that's an interesting thought because those two teams do have a lot in common. Time to pick your winners. We're going to start out with Chris. Let's talk about, first of all, who are you picking with Notre Dame and NC State?
I'm going to take NC State on this with wins over Duke and North Carolina already in their back pocket there. That's a program definitely in the upswing, and Notre Dame is just reeling right now with Vonzi Colson. NC State going to roll.
All right, Will, who do you think? Notre Dame, NC State?
Yep, taking the Wolfpack. I think Notre Dame's just way too banged up with Colson, Farrell, Harvey out. And I just don't think they're going to be able to go into Raleigh and steal one.
All right, Irish Pack. Xavier, you're going to be the guy who's on the outside looking in?
No, absolutely not. I agree with both Will and Chris. It's going to be NC State in this one. And I couldn't say any better than that they've already kind of explained. So,
all right, Duke at St. John's. Will, is it Duke or St. John's?
Duke is going to steamroll St. John's in this one. I don't see how St. John's can get within 15 points of them.
What do you think, Xavion?
The Wendell Carter and Marvin Bagley show.
Indeed. Chris, what do you say about Duke and St. John's?
Yeah, I'm right there with X-Man and Will there. I think Duke rolls in this.
All right, Xavion, Miami at Virginia Tech. Who's going to win this one?
I'm leaning towards Virginia Tech right now. If, one, they're going to be at home, and two, if they can show the threat from the three-point line like they've been in their wins this season, then I see them handling Miami.
Hey, Bond, does the Florida Mafia pull this one out over the Hokies?
No, I think the Hokies are going to walk in and take it.
Ooh, okay. And Will, what's your word?
It's called a clean sweep. It's going to be a close one, but I think the Hokies are going to pull it out.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready, Chris? Clemson at Wake Forest. Wake Forest just had a nice surprise. Are they going to be able to do the same thing against Clemson?
You really had to bring that up, didn't you?
Of course.
I like Clemson to roll in this. I think it's going to be a double-digit victory for him.
All right, Will, Clemson, Wake Forest.
I'm taking Clemson. I don't think it's going to be a double-digit game. I think it's going to be somewhere between 6 to 8 points, but I do think Clemson will hold off and win.
All right, Xaviano, the Tigers, do they have enough in their tank to take out the Deacs?
Yeah, I believe Clemson will be able to squeak this one through. It's going to be a tough road test for them, but I got faith in the Tigers.
Aha. Okay, Xaviano, let's stick with you here for just a second. Virginia at Syracuse. This is always a tough game for anybody who goes into the Carrier Dome, and there's a lot of similarities between these two teams up to a point. Who you pick in Virginia or Syracuse?
I'm definitely on upset alert for this game, but I'm going to stick with my gut and going to stick with Virginia winning this game. And I think it'll come down to the last about 2 to 3 minutes of the game.
All right, Will, Virginia, Syracuse.
Going 60 to 54, Cavs. It's going to be close throughout, but they're just going to do just enough in the end.
Close, that's their middle name. And Chris, do you think that Virginia is going to be able to knock off Syracuse on Syracuse's home turf?
I'll break out the broom and make this a clean sweep. I think Virginia wins this. I want to call for a double-digit victory here, too.
All right, Florida State at Louisville. Will, Florida State... Ooh, having a little problem here lately. Louisville needs to lick their wounds and come up with a big win.
I think the Cardinals are going to pull it out. I do like what they can do. They do have the inside matchup with Anas Mahmoud against Chris Kumaji, for example. And I think he's not going to let him get much inside. If Florida State's going to pull this off in the road, they're going to have to hit a bunch of threes. Obviously, they have the power to do it, but I think Louisville's just going to be too much.
Florida State and Louisville, is this a way for the Seminoles to recover? Can they do that, Chris?
They can. Terrence Mann and company, as Will was alluding to, can light it up from around outside the arc, which they can and have. They've been struggling from long range lately. And this is a swing game for both of these teams, equal records. This comes down to whose court this is on. I'm going to take Louisville on this one.
Okay. Oh, that home advantage, you never can go wrong there. And Xavion, are you going to follow these two guys and pick the Seminoles?
Absolutely. Or wait, they pick the Seminoles or they pick the...
He's just checking.
You have to listen really carefully, don't you? All right.
Yeah, clearly. No, I got Louisville in this one. I don't see Florida State able to stop their slide currently. It's definitely a tough opponent with Louisville, so I got Louisville in this one.
All right, I got the dinger in there on Xavion this week.
Clearly.
All right, Pitt at North Carolina. Will, what do we... Look, the Tar Heels are just having a horrible time. Pitt... Actually, well, I can't say they look good. Well, go ahead. Tell us who's going to win this game.
I think it's pretty obvious. Pitt's going to pull off the upset.
Okay.
UNC's going to roll.
All right, Chris, what do you think? Is it the Panthers, are they going to see some more daylight?
No, it's going to be another nail in the coffin.
It's called tarred and feathered.
Yeah, this is a game that came at the right time for North Carolina. Let's just say that.
All right, Xavion, talk to me about this Pitt and North Carolina matchup. Is there any hope of Pitt?
No, they're going to be taken behind the woodshed and had their way with North Carolina.
Ooh, sounds fun. All right, Chris.
Only for you, Jim.
Only for me. Georgia Tech at Boston College. Surprise teams in a lot of ways. So talk to me. Is Georgia Tech – do they have enough of the juju to win here against Boston College?
Well, juju needs to be above a certain temperature. Boston right now isn't above any temperature. You check the weather. No, I like BC in this. This is actually another game, and you hate to have to go to be the where it's at, but these two teams are well matched, but I like BC here to hold serve at home.
Okay, taking BC over Georgia Tech. I think this is an interesting matchup, just on that mid-tier sort of action. So, Xavion, what say you?
I actually agree. I think this is going to be a really good quality game that from two teams that are kind of in the middle of the pack, and we haven't heard too much from either one of them, so it's kind of hard to really choose. But I got Georgia Tech. I just think they'll be able to come in and shock Boston College at home, and it'll always be great to kind of see that for college basketball.
Will, what do you think?
I think we've spent way too much time agreeing today, and it's about time Xavion went the other way. It's going to be a real close game. I could see either team winning. I think Georgia Tech seems to be, they have, some good players, but they've also just looked very inconsistent this year. So having said that, I think I'm going to take Boston College at home, but I don't feel very confident about it.
Well, guys, out of all these games, the one that would be totally off the radar, disturbing the force in the universe, loss potential. Will, I'm going to stick with you and tell me what game would just out of the blue freak you out if it was an upset loss?
UNC losing to Pitt because it's Pitt.
Okay, Chris?
I don't think it's even close. I agree with Will. Pitt winning anything right now is would be a shocker.
I saw something on Twitter. I think one of you guys pointed out in regard to Pitt basketball players, you can't even win against the women's basketball team.
That was me.
That was you.
I'll own that.
Xavion, what do you think? Which game out of all these games are you going to agree with the guys, or are you going to pick something else? Disturbs the force in the universe because of its lost potential.
I'm going to agree with the guys, but I choose to be different at the same time. So I'm going to say Duke losing to St. John's.
Ooh, okay.
That all would right. be a close second. Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know. You never know, right? All right. In the brackets, Clemson continues to move up and proves themselves. Here's the RPI, guys. Let's see if you agree with this. UVA at number one. Clemson climbs over Duke to number four. Hey, the Blue Devils fall to number five. North Carolina's stuck in the tar at 10. Louisville's at 19. Miami 20. Florida State up 1-43. Syracuse drops 2-45. The biggest riser, the Hokies, are up 6-62. And NC State is up a notch to 64. Those are the ACC teams most likely to get an NCAA bid. Guys, are you sold on Virginia Tech and NC State making it in?
NC State, yes, at this point. Virginia Tech, I need to see a couple more signature wins to be sold on them.
Agreed. NC State has three high-quality wins. Virginia Tech has won, the difference being obviously NC State won at Chapel Hill too, so that makes a huge difference. But I would say yes. I think both could get in, but I think I have more confidence in NC State at the moment.
Same. I mean, I think Virginia Tech could be one of those first teams on the outside looking in, basically, if we were to go off of today. I think if they make a deep tournament run in the ACC tourney, then that could help improve. But as of now, I really like NC State's chances over the Hokies.
All right, guys, thank you for your weekend prognostication. Like the podcast, drop us a line, accnation@outlook.com. Visit our new Facebook page, ACC Nation Sports. Follow us on Twitter at ACC Nation. There's always something you'll be interested in from around ACC Nation.